The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is Pandemic 2020 an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host Joe Piscopo.
The Chinese, behind the shield of the World Health Organization, for 2 months hid the virus from the world.
Particularly if you take New York, which we all know is having a disproportionately higher proportion of the burden.
Vaccine or no vaccine, we're back.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise. Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. David Somadi is with us, Director of Men's Health and Urologic Oncology at St. Francis Hospital in Long Island. Dr. David, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, my friend Joe. How are you doing?
Good. You know what? I'm good. We're concerned. So we appreciate you jumping on. I have a million questions for you, sir. But I got to tell you, if you're listening, please call Dr. Somadi at 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. Dr. Somadi, going through this, I mean, I've never seen anything like this. You know, never thought I'd see anything like this pandemic. I mean, did you see any inkling that this something like this might occur, that the scientists in Washington, Dr. Somadi, were not aware of an oncoming pandemic, sir? What are you thinking?
Well, Joe, the good news is that, you know, and I've been very optimistic. We've been doing this also interview with Greg Kelly on Newsmax for the last 2 months. I've been with him almost every night. And if you go back to even our interviews 2-3 months ago, we've been really lucky that we were right on the money, and we predicted everything. It was much more positive, we view of things, as opposed to other doctors and other networks, that they always draw this pessimistic view for the audience. And it was very realistic. And what we were talking about, the fact that not too many, 2 million people are going to die from this, and there's not going to be body bags in the streets. It wasn't a million. And it wasn't like really the Pearl Harbor and 240,000. Now, somewhere between, like, you know, they say 90,000, but we don't know exactly what the real numbers are, because there are a lot of people also who died from COVID or died with it, and they basically lump everything together. So whatever the number is, even if it's one person, our heart goes to that family and the person. As a physician, you never want to lose anybody. So, but I'm glad that all those models turned out to be incorrect, that it wasn't as bad. The American people responded. They're so unbelievable. We flattened the curve. We were able to buy time. Our hospitals responded amazingly. The team, I'm so proud of nurses and doctors and frontline fighters as a result of this. But look, we have seen this many times before. We've seen it with Ebola. We've seen it with SARS. We've seen it with swine flu. And unfortunately, you know, the world has become one global petri dish. So what happens in China could easily come here and can go to Europe, et cetera. And we just need to learn from this pandemic and protect ourselves in the future to make sure our healthcare system is independent of other countries. We don't need our ventilators to be built in other countries. We don't need 90% of our antibiotics to be built in other countries for national security and many other reasons. So while this sounds negative and we lost a lot of jobs, a lot of positive will come as a result of this, and we'll come back stronger, bigger, and better, Joe. No question.
You're right, Doctor. God bless you, Dr. Somadi. You're right. Right on the money. I said the same thing. Now we're already, the president just sanctioned a Virginia pharmaceutical firm to start making the drugs in America. Scary how everything was just made out of the country. You know, speaking of which, Dr. Somadi, we understand hydroxychloroquine. You know, yep. Now everybody, why are they so against it when the president took it? First of all, does it work prophylactically? Number two, how many times I've heard on this program, Dr. Somadi, how many people have been helped by hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak and with zinc? They've been remdesivir. Why are they so afraid of things that might help? Any chance of a cure or getting through this deadly disease is so appreciated.
Why are they
fighting it?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that whatever decision we make with this medication has to be individualized. What works for you may not work for me. What works for President may not work for you. So we need to really go at the level of doctor-patient relationship, have a discussion, discuss about the risk and benefit. So if you look at President, for example, number one, emotionally, his buddy, his best ally from England, Boris Johnson, basically got 2 inches away from being on a ventilator. He went as far. And this is a big news. This was a big deal for the prime minister to be in the ICU, doctors all over him. The news was really grim. They were very upset about the fact that he may go on ventilators. 80% of people that end up on ventilators, they will never come back. And guess what? Yeah. His closest friend, Stanley Chera, the big real estate mogul, died. Yeah. And this was a huge emotional impact. You could see on the president's face, when he was so upset. And he said, he said he's going to call me the next day. And next thing you know, they said he's in coma. So put that emotional background. And then you have 2 staffers in the White House that were diagnosed with this coronavirus so close to the comfort zone, to the president. And a discussion has happened between him and his doctor, who is very smart, brilliant, and said, look, doc, this is the risk and benefits. This is my history. I have high cholesterol. Unfortunately, Nancy is attacking. You know, these people were supposed to take a higher ride and not attack people. They cause them overweight. Okay, everybody in the White House ages. Everybody gains a couple of pounds. He still looks way better. I mean, with 4 hours of sleep, the man looks amazing. But having said, it's true. I mean, I as a surgeon, we sleep for 4 or 5 hours, and we have all the gray. When you met me 10 years ago, I had no gray hair. Look at me. So in any case, I think, you know, God bless our president that is fighting every day for this country, and there are no cardiac issues. So if it's going to prevent him from getting this, if you take this medication early on to reduce inflammation before it becomes a big issue, why not? And in medicine, you always take risk and benefit. If the benefit is higher than the risk, that's a good medical treatment. That's a good surgical treatment. I do this in my field of prostate cancer every day with my patients. Sometimes we operate, sometimes we don't. So that's a discussion. And I hate when people on other mainstream media, immediately, within seconds, they come and they say, oh my God, risk of death, heart disease, heart attack. Okay, any medication you take, there's some risk involved. But right now, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We don't have time for long-term clinical trials that will take years. We don't have double-blinded, randomized studies. This is the kind of evidence-based medicine that we need. Studies from Henry Ford, 3,000 people that volunteer for this medication, reduce hospitalization, reduce the number of deaths. Another study from American Association of Doctors and Surgeons shows 2,300 reduced risk of death and ventilation. So if you have some of these datas, you know, and I think this medication has been around forever. Millions of people have taken it, and I think the benefit outweighs the risk, and I pray for his well-being. We need our president. We need to fight for him, fight for us, and God bless him. It's perfectly okay. And the government, by the way, Joe, the government has no business to be in between the patient and the doctor. This is a very important point. There are some doctors in the Midwest that are writing for the prescription and the pharmacies are being blocked, or they use
That's
their own
right.
opinion not
That's
to get.
Right.
And this is crazy stuff going on in this country.
You're absolutely right. I heard that from my own doc myself. And if people are listening, they haven't had contact with someone who is positive, they shouldn't just take the drug. You should never take a drug unless you check with
Correct.
Your doctor.
No, that's a very good point you're bringing, Joe. I want to make sure very clear. I don't want people to start rushing to the pharmacy and say, well, if the president is taking it, then I should be on it and it's good for me. That's a wrong message. And he had no intention of sending this message. You have to understand that, you know, his position, and in our practice, I have about 6 president. You're dealing with a very high-profile VIP person, the most powerful person in the world, and we need to protect them. Now, it doesn't mean that your life doesn't matter, but have you been exposed to these patients? What are your risk factors? Talk to your doctor, and that personalized, individualized care, and that's the beauty of medicine, by the way. If it's going to be just a knee-jerk reaction and one size fit all for everybody, then why go to medical school and all this training for 20 years? So I'm glad that he's safe. I'm glad he's doing well. I'm glad that he doesn't have any symptoms. And like I said, we wish the president all the best and to continue to fight for this country.
But and as a medical doctor, Dr. Samadi, if there's a chance that it may help, and like you're drawing already things that they don't talk about when you talked about at the Ford Hospital, that people are safe. And give us a break on remdesivir. I mean, this has been around forever. And now, everything, don't take remdesivir. And then all of a sudden it starts to work, and Mayor de Blasio starts saying, we need remdesivir. I mean... But the difference is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Samadi, hydroxychloroquine is a cheaper drug, it's very, very inexpensive.
Pennies. Pennies compared to thousands in remdesivir.
Wow.
It's an excellent point you're bringing up, Joe. And by the way, that's the reason why I was so excited to do this interview with you, because number one, I miss the whole show, and I miss you, because the positive energy that you always had always stayed with us. So continue to do that, Joe, in the morning. Look, these two medications are completely different, and they have different function. It seems, based on a lot of scientific data that we see, that when you use this hydroxychloroquine early stage, before all this cytokine storm, you heard about that, before a lot of this inflammation kicks in, virus comes in, your defense mechanism says, uh-oh, we have corona in the system, send all the soldiers, T cells, inflammation, cytokines, they come to defend you. And that's good. Sometimes that immune system gets stuck and it just keep producing these cells. We don't need so many soldiers to come in. That's called a cytokine storm. Now, if you look at lupus, you look at arthritis, where this medication is being used, it's an autoimmune disease. Now, when you have your immune system keep kicking in, that's a form of autoimmune disease. And guess what? Hydroxychloroquine comes in to save us by reducing inflammation. Remdesivir, on the other hand, reduces the viral load. Guys, stop this corona from coming in. I don't need it. And that's where, and that's why the combination is a way to go, not either or.
Yeah.
And I think the future of this, it would be antiviral medication, as well as zinc and Z-Pak. Even vitamin D, I think, is very helpful, as well as hydroxychloroquine. This should not be politicized. If he could recommend some M&M or some Tylenol or some chicken soup or anything that would save lives, he would recommend it. This is not his thing. He doesn't have any personal attachment to hydroxychloroquine. And guess what? He's been, for some reason, on the right side of all of this. And whether CDC or mainstream media, they missed it. Don't wear a mask. It doesn't help you. Travel everywhere. Open the border. And the president has been right about somehow, I don't know how he got every one of them right.
Yeah.
And so...
Doc, I got to ask you, I mean, I've known you a while now, Dr. Samadi, but I have I'm now allowing my cleaning crew to come into the house tomorrow. So, and she's a great gal. She's a single gal. She was not helped by this PPP. So I feel I want to help her out. Now, should I shoot the temperature thing on their forehead, Doc? Should I do something like that before they come into the house?
If she has had any symptoms, if she's had any temperature, I think she's going to be basically wearing a mask. We need to open up our economy responsibly and safely.
Yeah.
We need to get back to our life. And I hate when they keep talking about this new norm. This concept of, like, you know, taking your shoes off and, like, not having a bottle of water, and that stayed with us forever as a result of 9/11. I hope they're not going to be planning for, like, having masks for the rest of our life, or like this social distancing forever. I hope this is only a transition over the next few months, and then we can be free.
Yeah.
I mean, just wearing a mask, culturally, we're not used to this. I can do it because I've been in the OR, but even with me, wearing glasses, it fogs up, you can't breathe. It's difficult for people, and it's a cultural issue. In some cultures, it's much easier. They've been wearing it. So my advice, you know, to your cleaner is to wear a mask, use a lot of Clorox, clean up the apartment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Yeah.
And I think I'm glad you're helping people. God bless you, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And anybody that wants to ask questions, they can come on our Twitter, Dr. David Samadi, and I'm happy to answer any questions they have.
Hey, Doc, you know, before we let you go, elective surgeries, you're one of the most in-demand docs in oncology and urology. But really, did you have to put off everything because of this COVID-19 thing?
We did. And I'm very fortunate that we're in a beautiful healthcare system, Catholic health system. As you know, our center in Manhattan has been open and we're doing well, and also doing all the robotic prostate surgery at St. Francis Hospital, one of the best ones. We stopped it for about 6 weeks. And that was to make sure that we catch up with this. But fortunately, we are back again as of this Monday. And we're taking care of patients with prostate cancer. So anybody that has any questions or they have prostate cancer, they can go to prostatecancer911.com. And we're back and we have everything in order. And I'm very proud to be part of that organization. And I'm also very proud to have a friend called Joe Piscopo. And I wish this program has always been fun for me. In the morning, it's like better than having a cup of coffee, Joe.
Well, you're the best. Thank you, Dr. Samadi. With great respect.
You.
And we love you too, man. And thank you so much. Thanks so much. Dr. David Samadi, he's the director of men's health and urologic oncology at St. Francis Hospital in Long Island. Appreciate the doc. And Susie watches the doc with Greg Kelly on Newsmax. We love Greg as well. Good guy. Oh. 20 after 9, Susie. Thanks for that heads up. Appreciate that, Susie Cerrone.
Yeah. Always. You got it. No problem. Hey, some problems, Joe, still in Queens. An accident on the Belt Parkway westbound by the JFK Expressway. One lane out. Don't forget, in Brooklyn, if you're on the BQE northbound, you cannot get off at Flushing Avenue. There's a stalled truck that's leaking fuel on the exit ramp. Also, road work on the Throgs Neck Bridge Bronxbound in the left lane. You're backed up into Queens. So if you're headed out of Queens, definitely stick with the Whitestone or the RFK instead. Delays in the Bronx on the Deegan southbound into Yankee Stadium. Road work in a lane till 3 this afternoon. Into the city, 5 minutes at the George Lincoln or Holland back to New Jersey. Tough all afternoon on the Cross Bronx westbound. It'll be that upper level road work blocking the right lane alternate side. In effect, a big heads up in New Jersey. Major road work on 78 eastbound exit 36 to 41. Road work with up to 2 lanes out. That's till 7 tonight. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough credits the American people for the failed coup by the Obama administration.
Friends, we had a coup that was unsuccessful, but it was only unsuccessful because you had a president who was strong enough to force his way through it, and you had an American people that did not accept the same old from Washington, D.C.
Kevin McCullough Radio breaks the news. Weeknights at 5 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Armchair psychologists have tried and failed to throw doubt on President Trump's sanity, but there's a new book that puts truly insane rulers in historic perspective. It's called History's 9 Most Insane Rulers. Author Scott Rank has unearthed the real lives of the 9 most mentally unbalanced leaders through the ages. Some suffered from schizophrenia, like King Charles VI of France, who thought he was made of glass. Then there's Ottoman Sultan Ibrahim, the first who practiced his archery skills by pointing his arrows at his palace servants. And how about the president for life of Turkmenistan, who named the days of the week after himself? There's a serious side to all this. Power can be addictive and destructive for those who hold on to it for too long. This book, History's 9 Most Insane Rulers, takes an in-depth look at the toxic mixture of absolute power and insanity. Are insane rulers a relic of the age of monarchs? Get the surprising answers in the new book, History's 9 Most Insane Rulers, by Scott Rank. Order it today at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
If you're in pain, you want out of pain. Of course you do. But guess what? People you know and love would like to see you out of pain, too. Larry Elder here. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me whole families can be helped when one of the family gets out of pain. Back to having fun together, walking, hiking, traveling. Or here's one, sleeping through the night without waking up your mate. Everyone wins when you get out of pain, which is exactly why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start. About $1 a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, and even everyday living can create pain. But don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your friends and your family. They miss the old you. LOL. The 3-week quick start. at relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Janine Pirro, the judge, standing by. I want to tell you about MyPillow. I'm always proud to tell you about MyPillow. I'm always proud to tell you about Mike Lindell. And I thank you for stepping up and really just ordering so many MyPillows. I mean, we hear the statistics, and they call us, and they say, my gosh, you're selling so many pillows. You know why? Because Mike is a great guy. MyPillow is such a great company, and he cares about you. And I love that Mike is hip to the radio audience. He gets it. That's why he gives you this buy one, get one free pricing. And that's, of course, why you go to MyPillow.com. You just got to go to the radio listener specials page, okay, from MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970. Forget about it. You're going to get deals on the Roll and Go Anywhere pillow, all the MyPillows, the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow towels. I have all of this. And now you get buy one, get one free pricing from Mike Lindell. Are you kidding me? Now is the time, please, to call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. If you order Mike's book, spectacular book, by the way, What Are the Odds is the name of the book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free if you order Mike's book. Plus, Mike is going to give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity for my personal friend, one of the greatest guys you know, Mike Lindell. He's a patriot. He's just a great guy, and he loves you for listening. Now you have this. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Remember the promo code, please, AM970.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM970. The Answer.
Judge Janine Pirro, that's all I got to say, and the ratings go crazy. Judge, welcome back to the show. Janine, you are the best. We love when you're with us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Well, so Frankie Five Burrows, our producer, says, you know, we got our online numbers are through the roof. And I go, really? I go, when was the last time that happened? When was the last time that happened? He goes, when Judge Janine was on. You look what you're doing. You're crushing it on Saturday nights. You're on the five. Wow. You're all over the place. You're a superstar, but you don't forget your friends, Judge Janine. You remember Joey. You remember Joey in Jersey. Thank you. We love you. You know that.
Let me tell you something. You know what? You're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. That's life. Don't take anything seriously. Just keep dancing. You know,
no, you're doing great. I love your energy. God bless you. You look like the best I've seen you, by the way. You stay in the gym every day, Janine, before, huh? Every day?
I got to tell you, in this pandemic, you know what I've been doing? I've been baking. I don't know why. I'm not a baker. I bake pineapple upside down cake like my mother used to make. You put the brown sugar in the skillet and butter, and you cook it, and then you put the pineapples in, you put the cake on it, you put the skillet in the oven. I feel like, you know, I'm like, you know, Cowboy Janine from the Wild West. I'm cooking in a skillet.
Judge, I got to tell you, with respect, and we know each other long enough that I say this with respect, because I know, and before we get into the politics of the day, and we will, do you eat this? Because you're in perfect shape. You eat the baking?
Absolutely.
Huh? Oh, my
God. Yeah, absolutely. It's not like people are coming through my house and the horse. We're all sheltered in place. Who's going to eat it? My dogs and me. I've got Stella and Lancelot. And then I made one of my mother's old other recipes. It's a cream cheese pie with cherries on it and a graham cracker crust. I mean, it's just sick. I'm just eating that. And I have gained weight. Look, I mean, I've gained weight. I'm
you
not
have
complaining.
Not.
I'll get rid of it. It's fine. But you know what?
You're not the kind of person. I think when we come over to the house and you go, I'm going to bake a cake now. It just doesn't seem like you.
You would do so. Yeah, not in a million years. Ask all my friends. Anyway,
you are the best. So, yes, Judge General Flynn, Obamagate. What the heck is going on in Washington? How did we get here, Judge?
Well, we got here because Barack Obama couldn't deal with the fact that the guy he said would never be president actually was elected by the American people and became president. So what they did, I want you to think about this. You're moving out of your house. You're going to another life, another state, another place. But you got to make sure that the people who move into your house are literally messed up and investigated for the next 3 years. And that's what they did. They started this investigation. I don't need to go through it with the FISA warrant on the fake basis for a warrant. Here we are 3 years later talking about the fake basis for a warrant that a judge signed that allowed us that allowed the government to surveil an American citizen in order to have earphones on the FBI. And in the end, Susan Rice, on the day that the President Trump is being sworn in, is writing herself a memo to self. Let me remind myself that the president said that we have to do everything by the book, that the intelligence and law enforcement agencies should do everything by the book. And what was most telling to me, in addition to this totally self-serving statement, is that she says that the president indicated, I've got to get the exact words in my head, to consider who should be advised of the possible connections with Russia. And the suggestion was that maybe the White House and Trump, the incoming administration, should not be advised of the investigation. Now, mind you, they have an obligation to tell whether or not there is an intelligence investigation and an FBI investigation regarding someone on the president's staff in the cabinet, no less. Not that he was in the cabinet, but he was national security advisor. And they chose not to. They kept him out of the loop because they wanted to continue to investigate him. This is, and you know what makes me nuts, Joe? Everybody says, we're going to get the truth out. Well, are you stupid? The truth is out. The Mueller probe showed nothing, and there were more Trump haters on that investigation than, you know, you couldn't collect any more of them. And they found nothing, no Russia collusion. And now these Democrats are continuing to investigate Trump and Ukraine and whatever they can. I sometimes wake up, I say, you know, I went to bed last night, I was in America, and then I wake up and read the news. I usually get up about 5:30, and I say, am I still in America? Can they take a president in a four-year rolling impeachment effort? It's antithetical to who we are. It's disgusting.
What did they do illegally, Judge Jeanine? Illegally, like just unmasking? That wasn't so much illegal. Was it leaking to the Post and the Times? Was illegal? Is somebody going to pay some time for this?
Well, okay. The question is a good one because a lot of people don't understand. Unmasking is when you go in and you try to find out what American was on a phone call that they're monitoring with foreign dignitaries, diplomats, whatever. In this case, Kislyak, the ambassador from Russia. All right. So you have to ask yourself, why are like 36 people unmasking Mike Flynn? You think the word went out from the White House? Where Obama comes into this meeting on January 5th, 2 weeks before he's leaving, talking about Russia, Flynn not advising the president, and the deputy director of the deputy AG of the Department of Justice knows nothing about this, and she's shocked that the president knows that there's an investigation of the incoming president, and she doesn't know. I mean, everything was done by the cabal of corrupt FBI, DOJ, and the White House. Remember, the White House kept saying, we need to, Lisa Page said, the White House wants to know everything we're doing. So you can unmask. The fact that 36 people are unmasking and trying to find out who's speaking to Kislyak, that's bad enough. But it was the leaking. When you leak to the news media that Mike Flynn, a three-star retired general, is talking to a Russian diplomat, and they've hyped it to these print media that is somehow Russia collusion. I mean, they destroyed this man. And then you've got a judge, actually a man parading around as a judge wearing a robe, who won't dismiss the case when he is obligated to do so. I mean, I was a judge. The prosecutor came before me, said, we want to dismiss the case. I would look and say, anybody have an objection? Prosecutor doesn't. Defendant sure as hell doesn't. And so you dismiss it. It's a ministerial act. And it is an outrage that this judge is continuing the deep state effort to try to stop Trump. You know, and I think the more we see this, the more we realize that these people have been laughing at us for years. They don't care about us. They care about power, and with power comes money. That's what it's all about.
Judge Jeanine Pirro, speaking the truth, Episcopo in the morning. Always honored to have you with us, Judge, and love you to death. You know that. Let me ask you, you've been critical of James Comey from day one. You knew about this guy from day one. What do these newly released documents show about what James Comey did with respect to the Flynn investigation?
Well, it makes it clear that James Comey was directing the cabal. You recall that the FBI came to a conclusion that there was no derogatory information about Flynn. I believe it was on January the 4th, and they were closing the file. Peter Strzok, who is evil incarnate, said, oh, great, because of our incompetence, we haven't yet closed the file. I'm going to continue investigating Michael Flynn, and the FBI approves it. And then they go in and set up Michael Flynn to lie or to lose his job. And even the FBI agents he spoke to said, he didn't lie. We don't think he lied. You know, this is what happens in third world countries, Joe.
Yeah,
this is when, I mean, think about what you or me or anyone else, we don't have a chance. This is literally in the papers every day how bad they were in targeting this man, setting him up, setting up the president of the United States for defeat in any way possible with an insurance policy for impeachment. And you and I wouldn't have a chance, Joe. We would not have a chance. These people have, and I'll tell you who else has to go. Christopher Wray. This guy is deeper in mud than the rest of them. Christopher Wray from day one has pushed back on any efforts by Congress to get information. And let me ask you this. When the inspector general came out, Joe, and said there are 17 wrongs to this FISA warrant, all of them in favor of the government against Carter Page, Christopher Wray says, well, you know, it's something that we'll learn for tomorrow. It's the Hillary Clinton two-step, where when you're caught dead to right, you say, okay, we'll do better tomorrow. Lessons learned. No, not lessons learned. You get your butt fired. You and I would be fired. You lose your job. You lose your reputation. Get your butt out of here.
Yeah, and you know what, Judge, while we're at it, Judge, before we let you go, Roger Stone, and say what you – I know Roger's a lightning rod, but he's a friend, and he's a political legend, like it or not. Look what they did to Roger Stone. My jaw dropped when the – and by the way, and you are Miss Law Enforcement, and you love law enforcement and respect the police and the federal police more than anybody. I know of that about you, Jeanine. But, you know, and we always support the rank and file of the FBI and of the DOJ, but goodness gracious, what was that? With Roger Stone, there was that pre-dawn raid. How does that happen? Judge Jeanine, you're right. What country are we living in?
Well, and the idea that they would harass these people and come in at, you know, 5 in the morning with helicopters above. This is the kind of thing that's not done. But you see, this is the crew that you're dealing with. The Comey crew, Strzok, and this guy, Andrew Weissman, who was a prosecutor in the Mueller investigation. These are evil people who try to break you financially, emotionally, certainly socially, and then they break you legally. These are evil people. America is better than this. America is about truth and justice and lady justice, and these men are corrupt, and they got to go. And it starts with Christopher Wray. I'm telling you, you don't get rid of Christopher Wray in the FBI, then, you know, nothing's going to change. And I said in my first book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, and then I said it in Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, Obama knew. Well, and everyone said, oh, you know, she makes this stuff up. Hogwash. Now we know Obama knew. We've got the FBI notes. Obama was in the meeting where they were talking about it 2 weeks before he left the White House. He knew everything. He wanted to be kept informed. And he's going to come out on this campaign against Trump, and he's going to promote a guy who's half there, this guy Joe Biden, who should ought to, you know, they want this pandemic to last so he doesn't come out of the basement.
Judge Jeanine, and if I judge your friend, your very close personal friend who has such immense respect for you, the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, when he calls, how is he doing, might I ask? And if you could just reveal a little bit.
He's great. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You know, Donald Trump, I mean, look at him and look at Joe Biden. I mean, really? I mean, this guy, the president, his mental acuity is like beyond. I mean, yeah. Everybody. He understands what's going on. He gets it. Mm. And, you know, he's positive. He loves a fight. I mean, this guy is the best thing, and with all due respect, I should say, is the best president that's happened to America at this time. Because we're headed to socialism. They're using this pandemic to create socialism. And they're trying to keep people fearful and at home. It's time to get out like everybody else in the rest of the country. If you're old and you have an infirmity, stay home. Okay? But the rest of us, get out, get the herd immunity, and call it a day. Go back to work.
Judge Jeanine Pirro, Fox News Justice with Jeanine. Judge Jeanine, the Saturday nights, crushing it in the ratings, bringing our ratings through the roof. We love you. And will you bake a cake for me one day? Can I ask you to do that? Maybe
sure.
That would be.
Sure. And as soon as I can let people in the house, I'll even invite you in to taste it.
Jeanine, I love you. You're the best. Thank you
Take
so
care.
Much. Judge Jeanine Pirro, there it is. Oh, well, one of a kind, and with immense respect. Don't forget, if you go to Amazon and you Google Judge Jeanine Pirro, you got to check out the books that she's has written. And also, don't forget, on Saturday nights, everyone watches Justice with Judge Jeanine on Fox News. Hey, Joe on the radio, 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:39. And Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
56 degrees at 9:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open. It's up 1.25% in early trading. The Dow up right now just under 300 points, having just opened about 10 minutes ago. Westchester Medical Center is resuming elective surgeries today. The Valhalla Hospital says patients who had to postpone an elective outpatient procedure or medical test early in the coronavirus pandemic will be contacted to reschedule. Each patient will be tested for COVID-19 prior to a procedure. Oil prices are rising higher after modest gains in early trading. International benchmark Brent crude now up 87 cents a barrel to $35.52. West Texas Intermediate crude up 76 cents to $32.72 a barrel. U.S. crude oil inventories fell by 4.8 million barrels last week, and that's boosting investors' confidence along with optimism that demand will rise as states and countries relax coronavirus restrictions. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
It's sunny and 56 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side is in effect. An accident on the Belt Parkway West and by the JFK Expressway has one lane out. Road work with delays on the Deegan southbound from the Cross Bronx right through Yankee Stadium. That's till 3. And don't forget, in Brooklyn, you cannot get off the BQE northbound at Flushing Avenue. The exit ramp is blocked with a fuel spill. Into the city, 5 minutes at the George Lincoln and Holland. Alternate side today is in effect. And a heads up on 78 Eastern, exit 36 to 40. 41 road work with up to two lanes out. That's till 7 tonight. Good to go on the New York State Thruway. Road work, though, on the Tappan Zee Bridge in both directions has a lane out till 5:30. Checking your forecast today, partly sunny and windy with a high of 66 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 44 in the city. Thursday, sunny and 65 degrees. Friday, partly sunny and 74. A rainy Saturday. Saturday's high, 74. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet, DVD, call 212-CHOICES, all outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope Comes Home with I Still Believe. You can download it now at WatchSalemMedia.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Don't say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate at WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. I'm so proud to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. They've been with us since day one, and now they have this. You could place an order at Michaels of Brooklyn, and they're taking orders for pickup. And they are taking orders for pickup like not just a regular restaurant, like one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. How about that? And that's from Fred. That's from Johnny. That's from Michael and Marianne. That's the family at Michaels of Brooklyn. How taking orders for pickup from Michaels of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network, and now you can take out food from there? God bless him for doing that. And Michael told me, too, is that if you're infirm and you're around Avenue R. Nostrand, Michael will make the delivery himself. But this is a great family. And when I tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn, it's more than just a restaurant. It's legacy. It's heritage. And the cuisine is second to none. And as you listen online and, you know, everybody's listening, Frankie just told me our numbers are so high online, and we thank you for that on AM970TheAnswer.com or Radio.com or whatever you're listening on, iHeartRadio. Thank you. But when you go to your supermarket, you know what I did yesterday when I was shopping? I picked up Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. That's my go-to sauce. Best jarred sauce. You want a taste of Brooklyn? You want a taste of New York? You want a taste of Italian? You got to get Michaels of Brooklyn as you listen around the country. Best sauce anywhere. Meantime, you could they're taking orders for pickup at Michaels of Brooklyn right there in Avenue R and Nostrand. And here is the number, 718-998-7851. It's 718-998-7851. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. This pandemic has been tough on all of us.
What is America to me?
It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances, our families. But you know, it's also brought out some of the best in people. We've seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. So throughout this crisis, we're highlighting a New Yorker who has gone above and beyond right here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Here's another everyday hero.
Pastor Dave Watson is the lead pastor at Calvary Chapel in Staten Island. Pastor, welcome to the program. So great to have you with us. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks so much for having me today. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, all that you're doing, Pastor Dave, tell us about this partnership that your church has engaged in with, Basil Cucina?
Basil Cucina is a local Italian eatery here on Staten Island. I've ordered out to them way too many times before all this happened, but I'm a bigger man for it, Joe. I'm a bigger man for it. When things kind of shut down and we were not able to physically meet anymore, we still wanted to be the church, even if we couldn't meet as the church. So we partnered with him, and basically what we're doing is two or three nights a week, we have food delivered to our local hospitals, our local precincts. We've done a few other different types of things. Through him, we'll take a shift at Rumsey. We'll take the emergency room at Rumsey and just provide food and meals for those those folks who are really our heroes now.
Yeah, you're feeding both hospital workers and police officers, Pastor, correct?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
God bless
we're trying
you,
to do. Trying to do a little bit of both. It's been a great opportunity, really. And you know, these folks we're trying to take a little stress off of them regarding their, you know, what they have to eat that night. But yeah. But beyond that, we want them to know over and over that they're appreciated, not just appreciated a little, they're appreciated a lot.
Yeah. How can we find you, Pastor Dave Watson? How can we help?
Well, there's two ways that you could help us that would make this easier and allow us to keep doing it. First of all, you can go to calvarychapelsi.org, calvarychapelsi.org. There's a donate button there. We don't want money for ourselves. You go up to the top, you see giving, you go to giving, you hit the drop-down menu, and you'll see it very specifically, Meals for Healthcare Workers and First Responders. You click on that, it tells you how to give to that, and we'll make sure you get a tax deduction for that. Or a simpler way, if you have your cell phone, CCSI space give. CCSI space give, and it's 77977. Just, you know, text that to 77977. And again, it'll be the same thing. You'll see the drop down menu. We're not looking for money for ourselves. Every dime we get for this, we'll go to that project.
Well done, Pastor Dave Watson. You know, my priest, my local priest is upset. He goes, you know, they're going to open the beaches, but they're not opening the churches. Are you hearing when churches might be open again, Pastor?
I'm hearing as late as the end of June, which is just really too late. I mean, we're exploring, you know, drive-up services at a local ball field or things of that nature where people don't have to get out of their cars. I'm sure that in your parish and as well as in our church, people just want to see each other again. They want to smile at each other. Maybe they'll stay 6 feet or more away, but they really want to see each other. And I think it's important. I think that's essential. I think that's one of those things that's essential in regard to our spiritual lives is that we see each other and connect with each other.
Pastor Dave Watson, he's our everyday hero today, man. Hey, I understand you've actually taken Kevin McCullough, our buddy, to Donino's in Staten Island before, and I'm sure Kevin picked up the tab. Am I right, Pastor?
Well, that time maybe no, maybe not.
We love Kevin. Well, you guys, you got Donino's, you got Basil Cucina. You got to get over to Michael's of Brooklyn, man. We got to get you over there,
absolutely.
Pastor.
my mouth was watering when I heard that commercial. I definitely have to do that. You know, we're doing our best here to meet the needs that are around us, as I think a lot of people are. A lot of churches are feeding people. We are with a pantry ministry. A lot of churches are virtual. We are with that. But, you know, at the same time, we need to do something physical for our communities. And this is one of the ways that we have decided to do it. A lot of organizations are doing similar things. But it's a good opportunity to just reach out and show people how much we appreciate them and are, you know, how glad that we are that we have the amazing people like doctors, nurses, orderlies, attendants, technicians putting their life really on the line.
Pastor, we have your information. If you go right to AM970, The Answer, we have all the information how you can help out Calvary Chapel in Staten Island. You know, God bless you, Pastor Dave Watson. Thanks for doing God's work in this crazy time, you know, and hopefully we'll get to meet you one of these days, sir.
Well, absolutely. And please tell Frank Morano, if he's on my side of the island, he needs a place to stay. He doesn't need to crash somebody's place. He doesn't know. Frank's got my number. You know, I would let him in a minute. We've got a spare bedroom.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much.
It's great.
You know, Pastor, I always have a Cuban cigar for Frank. I'll give him a Cuban cigar.
You're the best.
Take care of him. Whatever.
My kind of pastor right there, Frankie. I love Pastor Dave Watson. Thank you, sir. Pastor Dave Watson, lead pastor at Calvary Chapel. And go to AM970TheAnswer.com or Jersey Joe Piscopo. We have all the information for the great work that the pastor is doing. Hey, 952, Susie's doing a great job out there on the roads on AM970 The Answer.
Hey there, Joe. Thanks so much. Good morning. Alternate sign is in effect today. A stall in Brooklyn on the BQE northbound near Atlantic Avenue. That's in the left lane. You are packed from the Prospect. Road work till 3 on the Deegan southbound from the Cross Bronx down to Yankee Stadium. Into the city, 5 minutes at the George Lincoln in Holland. And in East Brunswick, an overturned car has Route 18 northbound shut down. Main Street to Ruse Lane. Some onlooker delays southbound on Route 18, but southbound, everything's open. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. I love what I do. But the demand became so great that we started, you know, working it out until it took over a room in my office. And then we had to move it out of my office. And then I had thousands of people asking for it. It was actually only sold on a referral basis for many, many years. Other companies are starting to catch on to this. And I buy every single other product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. Doesn't work. Well, this is the real stuff. And don't be fooled, because we have absolutely the best process. And I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
I took everything that was on the market. Nothing ever worked. Nothing ever worked. And this is the first thing that's really worked.
There's never been a company that's offered this kind of stuff and really followed through.
I was trying things, and I just decided that I was going to try another product. I can tell you right now, I'll be recommending Balance of Nature.
So much stuff doesn't do anything, or it works against the medication you have to take, and da-dum, 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 and nothing happens. You guys are doing a better job.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
I've never had anything that I've taken from somebody I found on from the radio that they do exactly what they say they're going to do.
Nothing can compare with the benefits of Balance of Nature.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Want more? AM 970 The Answer? Go to am970theanswer.com to listen live. Tune into podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. am970theanswer.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Partly sunny, breezy and cool today, high 66. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly tonight, though 47 in Midtown, but 36 to 40 in the coldest suburbs across northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Mostly sunny, cool tomorrow, high 66. On Friday, some sun followed by increasing clouds, high 72. Look for a couple of showers Friday night. AM 970, The Answer. Whoa.
Hi, Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? Thanks for being with us. Mike Gallagher, by the way, coming up at 10:05. It's 5 before 10 o'clock right now. I love these Boomer Naturals masks, and you will too. I'm just going to tell you where you can go to get this covering, this face covering. BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code Joe20 at checkout. You save 20%. Don't forget, free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more. I bought my daughters over. You know me. I'm such a dorky dad. I always just live for my children. And when I bought my girls over the weekend, they came over, and I had the Boomer Naturals masks. And it has all these wonderful designs. Your kids will want to wear these face coverings. I'm telling you, from Boomer Naturals. They're so great. You could talk easily through them. You don't suck wind like I do when I put the other mask on. The Boomer Naturals masks are the best masks. And you know why? They're made with nano silver technology. Check that out. It can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. And many studies show how effective nano silver technology is with face coverings. But again, it's very comfortable, easy to breathe. And you know, they're good up to 30 days. Hello? Good up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day's use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Get masks, face coverings for the entire family. Again, order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code Joe20 at checkout. You save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers. BoomerNaturals.com. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. My goodness gracious, what a show today. Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks a million for working so hard. And now you have a pastor offering you some
shelter. Nice, I'll take it.
Shelter.
Pastor Dave actually has given me quite a few cigars over the years, so I have no doubt that that offer is genuine, so thank you.
Well, he's doing a great thing. And you know what, Frankie, thanks for doing a great job, and let's do it again tomorrow. We're going to see what happens, and we'll get into it. And any stories that you want us to cover, you can just hit us at am970theanswer.com or at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter. Hey, and Albert, thank you very much.
You remembered me. Thanks.
I'm looking. you are the news guy. We love Big Al and Susie Cerrone. Great job for Debbie Duhaime. And most of all, we appreciate you listening. We'll make sense of it. Again, I say with great humility, we're ahead of the curve on the radio show, and we say that with great humility. So let's do this again tomorrow, okay? God bless you. God bless your family. God bless America. Make it a great day, because you deserve
news,
it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Fleet Week kicks off today. This year, due to the pandemic, it will be virtual. The Fleet Week New York week-long event includes plans to show new content daily on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There will be video tours of a guided missile destroyer and aerial images as well. Stocks are bouncing back at the open on Wall Street. Home improvement retailer Lowe's is helping fuel stocks as the company announced same-store sales increases of more than 11%, sending its shares up 7%. Target's digital sales jumped more than 10.5% in the first quarter. Other retailers, in addition to airlines and banks, were also higher. The surge in stocks comes a day after the Dow Jones was down nearly 400 points, and the NASDAQ and S&P 500 traded lower as well. At the opening bell, Dow Jones was up more than 300 points, NASDAQ rising more than 100 points, the S&P 500 up more than 1.25%. Johnson & Johnson will no longer use talc in its baby powder after allegations it caused cancer. Company announced it will discontinue the products in the U.S. and Canada despite insisting on their safety. It added demand has declined due in part to misinformation and a constant barrage of litigation advertising. Thousands of lawsuits have been filed by women who claim asbestos in the powder caused their cancer. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside if you have to be out. Practice social distancing and wear a mask. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.